tie together.
Welcome to Sound Off or Free for All Friday with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, America, how are you? 800-259-5791. Keep my digits handy. You might want to pull them out to throw in your 2 cents. Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk more about the Keystone Pipeline. Seems as though Canada's Prime Minister is close to cutting a deal with the Chinese. How does that make you feel? Do you care? Are you saying, ooh, bravo? I protested outside of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and I'm glad, because frankly, do we need another pipeline running from the oil sands in Canada all the way down to the Gulf in Texas to refine that oil and chug it away? Because how much are we really going to get out of it besides thousands of jobs? We're going to look at another aspect of the Keystone Pipeline. My sources, and this isn't going out on any kind of a limb at all or just spewing it out there, say that the Canadians, in fact, are very, very close. You know, when somebody says, well, you know, tell me how, when we're saying, you know, how big it is, and they have their wingspan and they put their arms out and they say, it's this big. You know, kids do that. Daddy, it's this big. Well, I would put my hands together almost where they're touching to tell you they're that close to coming up with a deal, and the United States would promptly be shoved out of the way. Do you think this is the right way to go, or is this the wrong way to go? Talking a little energy here on ATN, and it makes sense because people are complaining once again about gasoline prices. How much are you paying for a gallon of regular at the pump? We started the week saying a lot of folks were paying, you know, $3.57. In California, they're paying over $4, and they're paying over $4 in Chicago and Seattle and some other parts as well. And when people complain about gasoline, that's when politicians pounce too, by the way. So Newt Gingrich has decided, I'm going to make a last stand, just like General Custer, and I'm going to go up there and plant my flag and say, I'm the man who can change energy. So he's brokered time between now and March 6th in half-hour blocks across the United States in some key places, Super Tuesday places, of course, and is going to unveil his plan for how we can become an energy-efficient mad machine here in the U.S. and pay $2.50 for gasoline. So we would see it at $2.50. What's that magic? What kind of magic potion does he have? We'll see when he reveals the half-hour show. I'm sure there'll be little snippets from that. In fact, we're trying to get him on the show to talk about it, so we may be talking to him anyway. Speaking of talking, that's exactly what happened at the Arizona debate. How many people watched? 4.7 million people. Was it a total waste of time? Or did you get something out of the Arizona face-off, which was the last Republican debate, the 20th, the last one that we're going to see? There's been talk of maybe another, but right now all of the candidates pretty much have poo-pooed that idea. So it's very, very doubtful. The networks push, and of course they want it because guess what? They make money off of these debates. They've made pretty good money. So 4.7 million for CNN, when you go and you look at what normally they would have in some of those news blocks, is huge because it's bigger numbers than they've had in the past. In fact, for CNN, this is some of the most attention that they've gotten in a very long time. I mean, that many viewers. 1.4 million, 2554, which is the prize demographic. And so Ron Paul, he was the guy who had a couple of the quick quips on the stage, but Santorum and Romney were the ones that went head to head. I started off mentioning that we were going to talk a lot about energy here in this hour of America tonight, like the Keystone Pipeline, for example, and where are we headed with energy. The conversation is ripe to happen because with rising gasoline prices, more conversation happens. More people think about alternatives. More people are saying to themselves, well, you know, we don't want to be like Europe. We don't want to have to pay $7 for gasoline because, you know, frankly, we couldn't afford that. Now, if boom, tomorrow we woke up, and along with everything else, these other prices that we have to pay for whatever it is, mortgage, taxes going up in your county because the schools are broke, and, you know, you end up paying for that, and you end up paying for the fact that the cities don't have as much money, and, you know, the list, the laundry list is long, and we all have laundry lists, so this would be yet another thing that we would have to deal with, and one that would be in all of our wheelhouses, because if you are part of the average commute in the United States anyway, and you're talking about 40 minutes each way, that is going to seriously eat into your budget. The president, who was asked about Gingrich's proposal and the whole thing of happening with energy, and remember, he was the guy who said, drill, baby, drill, so he was asked about that. Here's what he had to say when it comes to oil.
You know there are no quick fixes to this problem. You know we can't just drill our way to lower gas prices. That's a bumper sticker. It's not a strategy to solve our energy challenge.
All right, so Obama says that doesn't work anymore. Forget that nonsense of saying that, you know, let's just drill, baby, drill, which is what he said. And so because it left his lips and then we had the incident in the Gulf, he's forever and a day going to be tagged with that. And I don't necessarily agree. And this is the reason I don't agree, because you have to look at the sources, you have to look at refining, and you have to look at where we are getting our oil from. And Canada is 25% of what we get, 25%. There is this idea that's rampant out there that the Middle East controls what we get and they don't. They have, yes, some of the oil in the Middle East we're getting, but it's a small percentage. Our allies are getting their oil from the Middle East. A big chunk of their oil is coming from the Middle East. That's why there's a big worry over what's happening with Iran and the Strait of Hormuz. And it is about oil. And OPEC is a big player, to be sure. But we are not completely dependent on that spigot in the Middle East. In fact, we are the least dependent. Now you fast forward, where are we headed? Nuclear power, a couple of new plants are approved, go up in Georgia, more nuclear power, clean coal plants. Are we going to see more of that happening? Because frankly, we haven't developed those ethanol sources very well. And any of the green areas, while popular and create buzz, and there's some great things that people are doing, still not even 10%, not even 10%. I use this all the time, but I mean it. You got to look in the mirror and you have to say to yourself, which person are you? Are you dependent on gasoline, or are you looking for some kind of alternative that you think is viable in your own little world? Because you fear the $5, the $6, the $7 for regular. You know you can't afford it. There is an answer. And a lot of people are doing, a lot of companies do that virtual office thing and they're working from home, and that saves the do-re-mi. Talking about the pipeline and more energy conversation next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips are sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll heave you. She'll unheave you. Of the better job to please you. She's precocious. And she knows just what it takes to
make. Welcome back to America Tonight. Jeff Capelany, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, we've been fighting about this Keystone Pipeline for months now on the show, and there's a real divide among the people who are calling the show, who are sending me angry emails or sending me positive emails or whatever it might be. It's a crazy thing, and we certainly, I say crazy thing because I can't believe how big it's taken off just on this little show. Leighton Stewart joins us now, and he wrote a piece for the Washington Times, an op-ed that I thought was just brilliant, and it talks about the Keystone Pipeline. His background is he's an award-winning environmentalist, former energy exec, best-selling author. Leighton, thanks so much for coming on ATN.
Thank you, Kate. Happy to be here.
So, first of all, the Keystone Pipeline, the latest thing that I heard from somebody I know, I have a pretty good connection who's maybe the third guy down on this deal, and he's concerned that pretty much this is not going the way of the U.S. no matter what, because you had Stephen Harper, who just went over and visited in China and was having lots of conversations with the Chinese about the possibility of turning that pipeline in a different direction. How accurate do you think that is, and what do you think the possibility is of that?
Well, of course, I don't know exactly, but that doesn't surprise me at all, because the Chinese are very anxious to come over here and get a hold of energy, whether it's oil or even natural gas, because I know they're trying to deal with people on that also. So it makes sense that they would. And in fact, they might even offer a better deal than what we would offer the Canadians there too. And it's just an absolute tragedy that that's the case. I cannot believe President Obama's decision when he had an opportunity to lock this thing up. It's absolutely nonsensical. The only thing I can figure out, he must be playing to the environmentalist, or he's either making another run at promoting solar and wind, which are very expensive and unreliable at this point. And then you've got the Solyndra thing in there that shows how much he was trying to push that. This is not going to stop the development of the oil sands, as you're pointing out, because the Chinese are probably going to come in there. The oil's going to go elsewhere. We're going to lose that additional national security that this would have provided, you know, from a friendly source, especially if the supplies get cut off in the Middle East with what's going on in Iran and so forth. The National Association of Manufacturers says that we're going to lose at least 130,000 jobs on this because it's not coming this way. Mm. Also, the environmental risk is extremely minimal up here. The State Department's been studying this, been involved in it for 3.5 years, and they've really been studying it for over 2 years now. Kate, there are thousands of miles of pipelines that come down through the Dakotas and Nebraska and on into Chicago and then on down to the Gulf Coast, and there has not been any contamination of any aquifers there from those pipelines. And some of those pipelines have been in the ground for over half a century. So the environmental impact is just real small. Now, I've really spent a lot of my time working on what is causing climate change and what is not. And the empirical evidence, as far as I'm concerned, on all the studies I've done, clearly refutes that CO2 is a major player in climate change. So that's what the administration, you know, said right off, which played to the environmental extremist. And, you know, so now we're going to have to reap the benefits, I guess, of him playing to the environmentalist. They keep saying that CO2 is a pollutant. There is not a single incidence, not one, of carbon dioxide being a pollutant. It's in all our sodas. I mean, even if you go to the United States government, the submariners on these 90-day exercises on these nuclear subs get to have a level of CO2 in the submarine up to 8,000 parts per million. Now, what does that mean to the average person? Well, you and I are breathing about 390 right now, 390, and the submariners can stay down there with it up to 8,000. The astronauts, for extended times in space, the NASA has cleared them for 5,000 parts per million for 3 years. So there's just not any instance that CO2 is a pollutant.
Yes,
Obama has just buried his head in the sand on this issue. I don't know if I said it in the article or not, but I've told a lot of people that it looks like while he's in office, we ought to change our national symbol from an eagle to an ostrich.
You definitely think it's more.
I'm sorry,
no, it's funny. You think it's more about style than substance, basically.
Well, there is no substance to not approving that pipeline. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
It's just nonsensical.
Yeah, and I said this.
I'm sorry.
I said this in the beginning. Your environmental background. So you used that to dig up everything you could, and that's what you're saying. You did a lot of research and all this.
I was chairman of something called the National Wetlands Coalition. Oh, heck, that was about 20 years ago now, and I was chairman of that for 10 years. And we were trying to come up with a reasonable effort that would allow some continued development of wetlands in the United States, but not, you know, let us go just on a free development course. And the thing that I recommended, which was a mitigation program, got picked up by the EPA and got picked up by the Corps of Engineers, And the EPA ultimately sent me an Environmental Excellence Award for voluntarily doing all the work that we did on the wetland system. And so that's where I really started getting into the environment more and more. And I was chairman of the Audubon Nature Institute in New Orleans for about 5 years. And I love the environment. Grew up in a little town and grew up in the woods. In this case, the environmentalists are being misled on this issue. They're being misled that carbon dioxide is having a significant impact on the climate. And I'm a geologist by background. I'm used to looking back. So when I look back at old climates, ancient climates, and to see what the CO2 level was and what the temperature was at any point in time, I cannot find any good correlations that CO2 is really causing climate change. And that is distressing. If anybody wants to look at some of that and also the positive benefits of CO2, I'm currently chairman of a nonprofit called CO2 is Green is one of them. The educational one, which I'd really recommend first, would be plantsneedco2.org. And it'll have a lot of technical information, practical information in there that'll back up what I've been saying.
Yeah. And, you know, if we keep going down this road, ultimately, I think it's a mitigated disaster for all of us in the United States. But I fear that that's the direction that we're headed in. As somebody who's in the business, as you said, CO2 is green and plants need CO2, obviously, and in digging around in this, do you feel the same way?
Say the last thing again.
Do you feel the same way that if we continue down this course and we talk about energy?
I fully agree with that. Pardon me, I'm partly hard of hearing. and there are things that can happen to us that are terrible. One is on the national security issue. If somebody really cuts off a big supply, it is going to create havoc in this country. And even if they don't, the fact that Obama is chasing this relatively benign carbon dioxide is going to drive us to solar and wind prematurely. I think we ought to be studying them. We ought to be doing more research. But they're not ready for prime time yet because they're so blasted expensive. And if he forces this country to use the most expensive energy in the world, it's going to make it even cheaper for other people. The oil will be cheaper for everybody else. And we will be committing economic suicide. We'll have more companies that are moving overseas. All of this is just nonsensical. Anyway, there's my ostrich story.
I like your ostrich story. I enjoyed that. Leighton, what a delight to have you on the show. We look forward. Can we call you up again in the future and have you on to go through some of this as we see it may change a little bit in the next coming months and through the election?
Kate, I love the opportunity to talk about this.
Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
Johnny, angry Johnny, listen to the band. I want to kill you, I want to blow you.
Hey, coming up in our next segment, we got a couple of really good fair or fouls, including the fact that Governor Christie from New Jersey is in the thick of it again over the Whitney Houston half-mast deal that happened last weekend, and why it's now he's getting attacked because of after honoring Houston by flying the flags at half-staff, now there's a bill that he rejected that would have required the deaths of active New Jersey service members to be reported to the county and local leaders to ensure a show of respect, and he didn't do anything with that bill, and now he's getting clobbered over that. That's just one of the many that we will look at. Coming up this weekend, though, lighter fare. If you're not going to the movies, too bad. We got a cheap movie review coming up at the tail end of the show. But maybe you're going to watch just out of curiosity, or at least look up to see who won the Oscars for the various movies of last season. You know, was there an upset in the best female category, or did we see the quirky comedy Bridesmaids win a couple of Oscars? It's kind of fun. I think it's fun to watch the snippets anyway, and see the reaction and you know, hey, if you're a movie buff, and to me that's the lighter side for me, then the business of movie making, and this is their big night, to me it's kind of interesting. It's interesting to see who writes the stuff, the people who put it together, and then ultimately the politics of the Oscars, because you want to talk about politics, which we do each and every show. There is mega politics when it comes to those statues, those gold-plated, by the way, statues, the lobbying that goes on behind the scenes for actors, actresses, and certain production houses and companies. Oh, it's crazy. Big time. That's why some of the other awards, like the SAG Awards or the Golden Globe Awards, not to take anything away from Oscars, are bigger for some actors because of what happens behind the scenes. One of the movies that is critically acclaimed and doing well at the box office is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. If you missed it, here's a tiny little snippet of it.
Something wrong with the report?
Oh, it was quite thorough. But I'm also interested in what's not in it.
There's nothing not in it.
Your opinion of him isn't?
He's clean, in my opinion.
You mean he's hygienic?
He's who he presents himself to be.
Your report is light in another area. His personal life. Anything you chose not to disclose?
Nothing that warranted inclusion.
All right. She is up for an Oscar, by the way. Very, very young. And usually when you have somebody young out of the gate, they are not the winner. You know, they usually don't win in that category. Although, I can say that's not always the case. Look at Paper Moon and Tatum O'Neill. And boy, do you see her career after Paper Moon, what happened to Tatum. So besides mixing it up about energy and some serious fare here on America Tonight, because we're kicking it off heading into the weekend, it's Free for All Friday, you can throw in on some of the lighter stuff too. 800-259-5791. Here's a big movie buff. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
It's been a while since I've talked to you, my friend.
It has been a while. What's the weather like in Wyoming?
It's pretty doggone cold right now.
It is. You're used to it.
Single digits and, it's just been really weird without the massive snowstorms that we normally get, you know, so we just don't know what to expect at times. But it has stayed cold. That's the one consistent. So.
Are you saying that's because of global warming?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I would bet on the Mayan prophecy of 2012 before I bet on global warming. So.
Bravo.
But anyway, though, is what I heard correct from you, that the Chinese now want to buy the wall from Canada?
Oh, absolutely. They're already negotiating. Yes. The Prime Minister was over there a couple of weeks ago, and they've had many conversations. Stephen Harper is ready to jump. He's tired of dealing with America. Loves America, of course, but doesn't want to really keep dragging the heels on this with the Chinese chomping at the bit.
Well, of course, they've had free security for how many years now, being the neighbor to the big brother of America, you know?
Yep, exactly.
So they're going to turn around and sell their oil to a bunch of communists. That's great. So, hey, we buy stuff from them, too. You know, it's interesting, kid. I was just talking with somebody the other day, and, you know, actually a kind of a younger person, important to learning from history. And you remember all the battleships and aircraft carriers and weapons that the Japanese had?
Uh-huh.
And although, guess who they got all that from?
The Chinese.
No, they got it from us. Back before World War II.
Of course, but the problem was we saw what happened after that, what happened in Pearl Harbor, if you wanted to wind it back even further than that.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking. Before World War II started, we were selling them our coal, they were iron and the oil, and the oil embargo was what turned them against us once the United States realized that they were trying to conquer Asia. And so they put an oil embargo on them, and the Japanese just said, well, then we're going to have to attack the Americans. So, but the point is that we were, you know, they were nice little customers to us, but yet we couldn't really, say 100% that, they'll never attack us or anything, you know. And so the same thing's happening now, you know, we're doing the same thing again. We have, China Mart, our number one retailer in America. 60% of their products come from China. We're sending money back to the Chinese.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think the interesting part about it is that I think China's realized that, you know what, we don't need to fight the United States in a war. We can just beat them at their game, just like the Japanese. You know, the Japanese said, hey, we lost to them, but we can become just as strong as them economically. And they did for the most part. I mean, we've always been ahead of them in a sense because of them, twice as many people. But the point being is, Kate, that, you know, when you're, you got to watch who you, when you're doing this, the international thing, you've got to watch who you're buying your stuff from, you know, who you're giving the money to.
That's right.
So, I mean, and this is just like, to me, this thing with China going to Canada, I realize, hey, you know what, Mr. Prime Minister of Canada, wait till we can get this chump out of the presidency this year, and then we'll be buying your oil without a problem, you know. And the funny part about it is, Kate, it only equates to like, seven, I think they said like 700,000 barrels a day. Is that what it was?
It's low. It's even lower than that.
Yeah, and we're talking a country that uses 22 million barrels of oil a day. We're not even talking 5% of our oil usage. We're talking about this pipeline coming down from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing, all it is just a big, you know, it's not going to solve our energy crisis. You know, it might help out a little bit.
Right.
But it's not like all of a sudden we're not going to have to buy foreign oil, you know.
Oh, no. No, it's not going to solve it. No, absolutely not. You're right.
Unless you're counting Canada as being foreign, but in any case, though, you know, so the point being is that it's really being just used as a little political stool out there. You know, and, you know, to make environmentalists happy or whatever. And, you know, it's just being used as a little politic play, you know. And Obama's basically, you know, pandering to his environmentalist / don't destroy the world, you know, crap. And yeah, maybe they can stick it to him on it and say, hey, we're losing thousands of jobs by not building this pipeline. But the whole point, I mean, if this was a pipeline that was going to bring us 5 million barrels of oil a day, then I'd be saying, hey, yeah, this is a big change, you know, this would be great. But we're not talking much, you know, in comparison to what America uses every day.
Yeah.
You know? So, but anyway, though, so are you ready for the Oscars? I have no clue who's going to win Best Picture. They got 10 movies, and none of them have really just stood out. I didn't go see The Artist because I can't stand silent films. I just can never get into them.
I agree with you. Let me stop you there. I agree with you, but I think that picture is a winner for Hollywood standards. They a lot of people are falling all over themselves about The Artist. I think The Artist has a good chance to win it, but I'm with you. I don't agree with it, but I think that they will.
You know, and it just seems a little diluted this year. I mean, there's lots of good movies. The Moneyball is a good movie, even though it wasn't that inaccurate. By the way, did you see the cover story on My Athletics today and USA Today?
No, I missed it. I bought USA Today yesterday. What did they say? What was the headline?
Basically, it's a story of what's happening with the team right now, how the Major League or Bud Selig's holding the team hostage because they won't let them build a ballpark in San Jose, and they can't compete. I mean, both the Rangers and the Devils from Los Angeles, you know who I'm talking about, the Angels,
yeah,
got $3 billion television packages, and you know, the A's just can't compete with it. But he really did do a sly trick on me, because I remember how I told you I was really ticked off right after the Angels signed Pujols, how, you know, he gave our two pitchers away and then our closer. I'm talking Billy Bean, of course, who the movie Moneyball's about. But in any case, though, and I thought, man, he's just fire-selling the team again. Well, evidently, he had a little sly trick up his back like you know him do, which is what probably makes him a great GM. He was cutting his payroll down so that he could bid for this kid from Cuba. And he ended up outbidding the Marlins. Of course, you know, the Marlins wanted him because, hey, you know, the popular Cuban population around Miami is astronomical, you know, and he outbid him. It's like all of a sudden we paid $36 million for a kid from Cuba. So should be an interesting season, but I still
think it's going to be an interesting baseball season in general. The Ranger fans think they're going to get a three-peat and maybe they're going to win the World Series. The Yankees always think that they're going to win. That's the great thing, thanks, Don, about the beginning of any season. You think you can win. Just like politics. I really believe that all the Republicans that are on the stage the other day debating, they think they can win. What do you think? I think so. Odds and ends and some other stuff next.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
To talk about in California, mid-air helicopter collision, always so sad, in effect killing 7 Marines, and also a Muslim group rallying big time against the New York City police commissioner, saying that they were videotaped and spied on, and it's dead wrong. Plus, if we can squeeze it in, Governor Christie, and topping things off, because we got to get it all in. It's like a peanut butter sandwich. You know, I like people like PB and J, right? But I forget the J to me, because I say you got to get all the peanut butter on top. So Syria, what's going to happen with Syria? Lots of an outcry from folks to say, human rights groups saying, listen, where are we on this? How can we dig our heels in the sand? We need to be over there. Then there was conversation about, are we going to arm the rebels, which would be ridiculous, because who are we arming? That's the problem. But to see tanks rolling down streets and just blowing people away is awful. It's terrible. I mean, just regular people, kids running around, and then that's the kind of horrific things that al-Assad is doing, and he is not stepping aside. This is the same repeat play that we've seen over and over again. We watched this matinee play out in 4 different countries, but Syria might be the bloodiest. What do they have, though, that's not in their favor? they don't have some of that stuff in the ground that we've been talking about, the oil. So what can Syria offer the rest of the world? That is a cynical thing to say, but it's the truth. Here's Hillary Clinton kind of sidestepping and saying how terrible it is of what's going on in Syria.
If I were a betting person for the medium term and certainly the long term, I would be betting against Assad. It is clear to me that there will be a breaking point.
Yeah, what is the breaking point, though? That means somebody has to go in and take him out. That's probably what she's not saying as the Secretary of State. But if an assassin could go in and get rid of him, that would be ultimately what I think the world would like to see. But be careful what you wish for. Look what's going on in Egypt, because who steps in afterwards? What kind of poison gets in there? Or are we going to have these free, fabulous, democratic elections? I promised that we were going to try to roll through a couple of things, so we don't have time to just stick to Syria. Let's go to a couple of other things that would certainly be on my radar. And one of them is this nonsense in Newark. I say nonsense because somebody's zooming somebody. And who is it? The police are saying, I don't know what they're talking about. But in a nutshell, the police, were they spying on Muslims? Was there a spy program? Not because there was evidence of something going on at a mosque. We've seen that before. But was there lawful or unlawful information gathering that was part of federal guidelines to try to understand where terrorists from certain countries can actually blend in, do that sleeper cell thing, and avoid detection? There was a 60-page report. The Associated Press swooped in, grabbed it up, and it has maps of Newark and photographs of Muslim people and mosques. So, and there was nothing in that stuff that talked about terrorism or any kind of criminal activity. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said that it's disturbing, and he's asked the state's attorney general to investigate it, but he's behind the eight ball. It's gone beyond that. There is an even bigger investigation going on because there's so much complaining. Senator Robert Menendez, also from Jersey, said that the U.S. Attorney Eric Holder and CIA Director David Petraeus need to do separate investigations, and he's concerned over what does this mean? What does this mean? That are they being targeted? Are Muslims being targeted based on religion alone? Is that troubling and problematic because there's no evidence of criminal activity? And the answer is a lot of people, a lot of people are concerned about this because they say it's profiling, and what if it were you? And this were on the flip side. I'd like to see what led them to that surveillance. And the surveillance program had centered on Columbia University, the City College of New York, Syracuse, Yale, and the University of Pennsylvania, by the way. And the NYPD had a heavy presence on a couple of big campuses. And the Columbia University Muslim Student Association said that they were concerned about the police practice. So I want to find the outcome to this. If I were to say fair or foul, what do you think? I mean, is this the first time the government spied on people? No. You think any of us are on government lists? No. Somebody said to me today, well, if you're not a terrorist, who cares? You have nothing to hide. Who cares? I mean, aren't we worried about what's happening? Look at Faisal Shahzad and the fact that we almost had a car blow up in the middle of Times Square. Look at Abdullah Muttalib, the Christmas Day bomber who was just sentenced, who could have blown up that plane with those people, and who knows what would have happened on the ground. Isn't the world a different place since 9/11, and don't we need to grow up and accept it? Yeah, it's such a slippery slope. This is the problem. I say this about profiling at the airport. You know, I say it all the time. Listen, I've been pulled aside. I've not done the pat-down thing because I'd be like Rand Paul and I would freak out. But I have been pulled aside. I've been pulled aside in other, you know, other countries. So if you look at this in its entirety, and if there is absolutely zero criminal activity and it's just an eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing, I mean, come on. Yeah, come on. That's just no legitimate cause. Yeah, that would be the problem. But as Jake and Austin said to me, hey, you keep it up, America, and you look at political correctness, and it might be the downfall, ultimately, of the nation. All right, let's try to squeeze in something else. Man, it's tough, isn't it? Because I'm in New Jersey, and here we go. This is another New Jersey story, but has national implications, certainly, in a way, in a sense, because people talk about Chris Christie and fall all over him as a possible presidential candidate. Well, he's caught in that flag flap, and he had that veto over that came back to bite him after deciding to honor Whitney Houston by flying the flags at half staff. Remember that. And there was a bill that would have required, and I already said this, the deaths of active New Jersey service folks to be reported to local and county leaders to make sure that they got a similar kind of respect. In other words, the flags would be flown that way. And despite all the support from Republicans and Democrats, by the way, bipartisan in the legislature in Jersey, the Republican governor let it die and didn't sign it. You know what they call that? They call that a pocket veto. So now there's more interest because of the outrage over the flag flap in Jersey and the fact that he ordered that to be done for Whitney Houston. So why would Christie not sign that? Why would he not just go ahead and sign it, especially since he made it clear that he was honoring dead servicemen in New Jersey, and they had already done that. Just sign it. Was this just an oversight? He said he didn't remember it. When he was pressed, he said he had no recollection of that ever crossing his desk. Ooh, so many of you had a lot to say about the whole flag thing, and what should you fly it for? You know, should it be people who give their lives fighting in one of our wars? Isn't it kind of out of bounds when you're just talking about a celebrity, especially one who may have died from prescription pills and a Molotov cocktail or whatever? I don't think that so much is the issue. I think it's the issue of, wow, honor the service people, or do you honor, you know, random celebrities, even if they have ties to your state? I can tell you this, I don't think we're going to solve that in one quick few handful of minutes on America Tonight. And I don't think the governor's heard the last of the outcry. You know, people in New Jersey especially are like pit bulls. They don't let go. They don't let go, man. They will be all over him, smothering him until that comes back up again. And they say, yeah, absolutely. Until he says thumbs up to it. But and now at this point, he didn't sign it, and it just withered off. Withered off. Oh, you got to think about those things. Half staff, when should you fly a flag that way? What do you think? Love to hear your thoughts. Send them to me, americatonight.net.